where you position yourself for consistency. Because if you push yourself too hard, if you come to the gym and you're trying to lift the too heavy weight, you're trying to compete. What's going on, guys? Cool. I'm at a place called, I'm in a hotel, an hotel gym, at a place called the LaGrange, Georgia, I think that's what it's called. But I'm here, and as I was working out, this is the best part about working out for me. I get inspired. I was listening to a book called, audiobook by a guy called Ray Dalio. It's called Principles. Ray Dalio is a guy that I started following the first book that Tony Robbins wrote about money. Maybe not. I don't know if it's the first one, but he wrote this book called Money, Master the Game a couple of years ago. And then he followed it by a book called Unpredictable. Unshakable by Tony Robbins. And so he did an interview, but a lot of the principles he was sharing about money and mastering the game of money inside of Money Master the Game and Unshakable are pretty much stuff he learned from this guy called Ray Dalio. And he pointed us to a video called How Money Works, which I highly recommend. How Money Works, you can find it on YouTube. And it's a book there. It's a video that explains how money works extensively for you. I don't like to lead with money in anything I do these days. Because frankly, it's one of the worst ways you can measure success, but it's worth, but yet very, very important, right? Because you don't want to be delusional. Money answers a lot of stuff, maybe not all things, but a lot of stuff. And the love of money is the root of all evil, not money by itself, but you know, essentially it's the worshiping of money. So just like anything in life, you don't want to have an extreme ideology, isolated ideology and concepts. You want to kind of have an idea of all around. You want to have an idea of all around perspective on things, especially when it comes to success, especially when it comes to business. Because the truth is that there are a zillion moving things at any point in time. Yes, you're moving in one direction, but there's a lot of factors beyond you. But the choice is still yours, and that's how powerful God and love and even money is. You know, it's multifaceted, and you just have to pay attention. That's why experience is everything, because a lot of stuff that you see with experience, it's impossible to see it just from theory. It's impossible to see it just from saying 1 + 1 = 2, or from one isolated concept or idea or quotes and things like that. You know, everyone, an average person, knows how to push a quote out on social media, right? So that doesn't mean anything these days. I mean, think about it. Anything in life, when you have oversupply of it, becomes valueless, right? So I can go back and forth. I just kind of spitted about 1,000 different concepts at you, and all of them, if you isolate any single one of them, it becomes less powerful. You need a full rounded picture of everything. That together, especially with experience, that's why you need a good experienced person in your corner. And whatever you do, a mentor, a coach, somebody that can see a lot of stuff with foresight, you know, with hindsight, right? They have a balance of both. Bottom line is that balance is everything in life, because if you isolate any ideology or have extreme ideology of any type, you will hurt yourself, essentially, okay? So I was working out here, and I was just thinking, you know, as I was listening to the book by Ray Dalio, Principles, a lot of stuff is just making sense. This is a guy who launched his business back in 1975, okay? And he's writing his book for the first time. These days, you don't have to wait that long to write your book. You can actually document as you go along. It's called creating. And it's okay to grow and write another book 5 years from now with adjusted concepts, okay? And I guarantee you, if you write a book now and you write, that's why they have versions. That's why they have different editions, right? because things change, people change, how people respond to things change. All right, so the main concept, the thing I want to share with you today, I wanted to talk specifically about consistency, which is the number one factor in anything you do. Why consistency? Because again, there's going to be a lot of stuff that math, simple math, theory is just not good enough. It's not going to show you, okay? There's something called slippage with growth. You see, hey, I want to scale. You get to a point when you scale and your scale math is not working anymore. And you're like, what happened? It's really primarily because of one thing, because people change. And in any business, people is one of the three P's, one of the three major P's that makes up your business. You have the people, the process, and the product. So people change, and they change slowly, and that actually creates one of the most dangerous concepts in business, because sometimes it feels like it's working, but you're not going to feel the hurt of the pain 3, 4, 5 years down the line after the actual thing happened. Why? Because people change slowly. Inside that book, I also learned something else about money. Money is actually one of the worst, like cash money, is one of the worst investment vehicle ever to keep your money in, because of inflation and taxes, okay? But because those things happen slowly, it happens to be one of the most dangerous concepts ever, because you don't see it happening. It's usually too late by the time you wake up to that. Wait, I left all this money under my pillow, but they've lost half of the value, right? Inflation and so many things going on in the world that sadly is not your fault, but it's just, again, your product of your soil, which is another video I heard, The Soil, right, by Joel Osteen in the last 1 week, right? Your product of your soil, your product of your environment, your product, you know, your product doesn't mean it's everything. You're also a product of yourself and your mindset, but you're also a product of all these other things. And when all these other things change, your results will change. So it's very important to pay attention to what those things are. Don't put your energy in them and trying to be overly anal about them. But that gives you room to think that you have these other things to also worry about. Okay, you have these other things that you should worry about. Not worry per se, but be aware. You know, because they affect your bottom line. So that gives you a sense of how important it is to really pay attention to the things you can control and focus on them. Focus on your strength. Be aware of your weaknesses. Don't focus on them, but focus on your strength. So that's something that I continue to pay attention to. I try to, like, for example, I try to put some very fancy videos together, slap the, you know, editing, full editing and stuff. But I've come to say that, listen, some people call it you're selling, but I'm saying, listen, I need to position myself for consistency. That number one factor, because if I start overwhelming myself with too many ideas, I would not be consistent, and therefore I would not create the product I'm supposed to create for you every day. So if you notice over the past week or so, I kind of slowed down in my video production. That's because I was trying to push the other edge, which is challenge myself. That's the other C I wanted to share with you here. You need consistency, you need challenging yourself, but there's also something called comfort zone. In generally speaking, we don't like comfort zone because it's a place where you settle, complacency, another C, right? And but like everything else in life, is a balance. You gotta position yourself for some comfort, to be comfortable in a way that you can be consistent, okay? Consistently pushing yourself, also still, it's all a balance, pushing that challenge point, okay, challenge yourself. So I was working out here today, the thing, I don't know, the computer that they put on the treadmill, right, says something about I need to be at a heart rate, okay, based on my age, 38, based on my weight, 200, which I'm trying to lose, I need to drop 20 pounds right now, right? And the thing says I need to be at a heart rate of 118, right? So I started with a mile. So I kept getting interrupted by other people's call, and I just listened to a voicemail, which is gonna have to wait, okay? But just like I was saying earlier, you know, you have all these different forces, okay? So I was trying to challenge myself. I had, so the thing recommended 118 heart rate, right? at a 3 miles per hour speed, right? And that's pretty much where I start from. I try to go from 3 to 4 at this point in time. And the thing says 118. So we got to a point, say, okay, I'm at 125. I need to slow it down so I can balance the target. I said, no. I kept pushing the upfront. I challenged what that status quo or what that limit is, right? And so you need to always be consistent. You need to always challenge the status quo. It's a consistent thing you need to continue to do. But also you need to find a balance of comfort where you position yourself for consistency. Because if you push yourself too hard, if you come to the gym and you're trying to lift the too heavy weight, you're trying to compare yourself to other people's journey, and you're going to lose. Because you're going to find yourself in a position where you cannot repeat and do reps over and over again. And the number one key to succeeding in working out, in business, in anything in life is reps. It's your ability to have reps and be able to repeat and show up consistently every day, because it creates trust. And trust is something you have to earn. That means it takes time no matter what you do, okay? I've had a situation in the past few days where I was supposed to get into something, some kind of partnership, but it looks promising. If I could bend my rules a little bit, but I'm not comfortable. So I said, no, we're going to keep it moving, okay? We're going to remain in a balance of a comfort zone where I can consistently do what I do, where nothing messes with my vision, okay? That's very, very important. As you can see, like I said, everything is balanced. You cannot isolate any one single ideology, okay? Isolation or extremity of any ideology is very dangerous for you. That's why you need to create your own balance, and that comes from experience. Experience is something that you can only buy with time. If you try to buy experience with money, hopefully you're buying somebody else's time, somebody that's been in the game long enough, so you can leverage that. But you also understand that you're bringing that person's leverage onto the table, and that's a big deal, okay? But also, that can be a killer, that could be a builder. You know, it's something you have to continue to monitor, because there's no one single right thing to do, okay? There's no right and wrong here. It's about being consistent and building accordingly. And the best thing, the best way to build equity, in my opinion, up to now, is time. Okay, you could buy other people's time, sure. You could buy other people's experience, sure. You could buy other people's trust, okay? That's why you see companies merge with companies all the time, because they're trying to leverage the brand equity and the trust equity that another business may have built already. It's a viable way of doing business, but it's very important to value the main factor right there, and that's time. And just make sure you value it. Everything is not money, okay? Everything is money, but everything is not money. Am I making sense? Bottom line is you need a balance between money and time. Time, trust, experience. Trust, experience are things that can only happen when you earn them. That means time has transpired. That means something has taken time, okay? So even at that, every one of us, we need a balance of patience and aggressiveness, okay? You got to challenge yourself, but make sure that you position yourself for consistency. So this is all about positioning for consistency. So if you're going to be driving traffic, driving leads, you want to be building customers, bringing customers into your business, make sure you position yourself for consistency. So with that being said, today I wanted to talk to you about position for consistency, the positioning for consistency. And those are three factors that you should pay attention to. Consistency, challenging, and then that comfort zone. Comfort zone is not always a bad thing. When people say comfort zone is always dangerous, I agree. But again, any isolated concept or ideology or extremity is dangerous for your soul and whatever you're trying to build. So calm down with all the concepts, with all the cliche talks and all the quotes. Calm down and understand that the best thing that you can have in your game is experience, trust, or anything that only time can buy. Is the most important thing here, okay? So consistency. Why do we need consistency? Because we know that things are going to take time to build. We just know that, okay? So you need to do things over and over, but your consistency could be once a week video shooting. Your consistency could be once a day coming to the gym every day. Whatever you're trying to accomplish, right? If you're trying to bring customers into your business, consistency in driving traffic, or maybe for you at this point is consistency in putting out content over and over, that's still the number one factor here. But the most important part I want you to pay attention to in this video, in this edition, this episode, is the positioning for consistency. That's all I have for you. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Go download my book, myempirepro.com. You see the link on the screen. And give me a like, a share. Comment below. Let me know what your thoughts are, because right now I'm sure your brain is spinning on some of the things I'm sharing with you. Share your thoughts. I would love to hear what you have to say, because that's what helps me build as well too. Thank you so much. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.